We, in our teachings, we have been looking at becoming and continuing as a disciple of the Lord Jesus. And we have actually covered a lot of grounds already in our revival series, trying to see how a person can become and continue as a disciple of the Lord. It is in our revival series where we are actually looking at the fact that if a person truly wants to be used of God, if a person wants the Lord to dwell in him and begin to use him to accomplish his purposes, then there are things that he needs to separate himself from, and there are actually things that he himself needs to begin to do. He needs to become like Christ, and actually that is the purpose of discipleship. And that is why today we want to look at actually the purpose of becoming a disciple of the Lord and the how of the becoming a disciple of the Lord and the why of becoming a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because a person can be asking himself, after all, why do I even need to be like Christ? Why do I need to become a disciple of Jesus? What is the purpose? Why should I be transformed into his likeness? A lot is tied to that, as we shall see from the word of God. Let us open our Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 8. Because in becoming a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are actually setting out to become like him. You are setting out to become like Christ. And then you are becoming like Christ for a purpose. You set out to become like Christ, and you become like Christ for a purpose. And there is a how you can become like Christ. The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 29 and 30. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to conform to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called, and those he called, he justified, and those he justified, he also glorified. Let us look at it again together. He said, those he predestined, thus he foreknew, he predestined to conform to the likeness of his son. And that is what a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is. A disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is a person who conforms to the likeness. He conforms to the character. He has set out to imitate the Lord. He has set out to become like the Lord. So actually, becoming a disciple of the Lord, conforming to the likeness of the Lord. So all those conditions we have been looking at, we are actually looking at who Jesus is. Because remember, we look at the fact that a disciple of the Lord has a supreme love for the Lord. Jesus had a supreme love for God. He had a supreme love. We saw that a disciple of the Lord, he loved the Lord your God. He shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Jesus loved his Father with the totality of his being. We equally look at the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ, a disciple of the Lord, loves the brethren. He loves the believers. And it is in the same way, as we shall see, the Lord Jesus Christ loved the church and he sacrificed himself for them. Why are we laboring to become like Christ? Why don't we just decide to be like any other person? Why do I even need to become like Christ? Why do I need to be like a disciple of Jesus? Why do I need to imitate the Lord Jesus Christ in his being, in his likeness, and to begin to do like he does? We become like Christ in order that we may represent Christ. You can never send someone to represent you who has decided that he will never put on your likeness. Resemblance to Christ will make you to become an ambassador of Christ. Someone cries, say, we are his ambassadors. We are his ambassadors because we have decided to put on his likeness. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Genesis chapter 1. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, we are going to see a lot. Why do we actually need to conform to the likeness of Christ? Because those he foreknew, he also predestined to conform, to resemble, to become like his son. And the Bible says, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. So that we may be brothers of Christ. And here we are actually learning the fact that brothers to resemble one another. Genesis chapter 1, from verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And let them rule. Resembling Christ will lead you to a point that you can begin to exercise authority on the behalf of Christ. Resemblance will lead to a man of authority. You will be confined, you'll be given the authority of God, the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ to begin to exercise for Christ because you resemble Christ. You are a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ to exercise the authority that Jesus Christ will give to those who resemble him. We are saying, why do we need to become disciples of Christ? How do we become disciple of Christ? Why do we need to labor in order to resemble him? Number one, those who resemble Christ will exercise authority. Let us make man in our likeness. By putting on the likeness of Christ, if a person begins to exercise authority who does not resemble Christ in character, he will be a tyrant. Somebody who does not want to, who does not exercise authority in love, who is not kind, who is not gentle, he will be a tyrant. Authority in the hand of a person who does not resemble Christ will be used to carry out wickedness. And that's what is happening in the world today. Many in the place of authority whose characters are totally different from that of the Lord, they have refused to put on godliness, Christ-likeness, and as a result of that, they have used their authority to kill, they have used their authority to destroy, seize people's land, they have used their authority to do one thing or the other that contradict the nature of God. We become disciples of Christ to rule, and ruling does not mean stepping on people. Those who step on people are actually those who do not know the likeness of Christ, and they have been given power to exercise on the behalf of someone else. If you are given power to exercise, you will exercise that power thinking constantly, having the knowledge that that power has been confided to you because you resemble Christ. Let us make man in our image and let him rule. Let us make man in our image and let him rule. If God has released you to rule, it is because he knows you resemble him. And from the moment that you set out to begin to do things contrary to his nature, you have missed it. Authority is in the hands of disciples in order to use it because they resemble God and they would not do anything that would contradict the nature of God. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule. Verse 27, so God created man in his own image. This is what conformity to the likeness of Christ is. Being transformed into the image of the Lord, into the nature of the Lord, into the likeness of the Lord, into the character of the Lord for a purpose, in order that you may rule for the Lord. We become disciples of Christ, followers of Christ, imitator of Christ. People are put on the image of Christ in order to rule for Christ, in order to represent Christ. We become like him in order to reserve, to represent him. We become like him in order to go for him. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Created in the image of God in order to represent God, in order that from the moment you are placed in the place, you are in a place of authority, you will never use that authority to do that which contradicts the nature of God, because you represent God. We become disciples of Christ so that we can go for Christ, so that we can resemble Christ, represent Christ, so that we can be ambassadors of Christ, so that power in our hands will never be used to trample and destroy people. Power in our hands will ever be used for the blessings of people. Verse 28, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Let us get it well. God was blessing that which resembled him. We become disciples of Christ in order that God may bless us to be fruitful, to multiply. How can God bless that which does not resemble him, that which has not embraced his nature, to multiply? If God blesses wickedness to multiply, then wickedness will fill the whole earth, wickedness will spread all over, increase in number, and the world will be ruined. We become disciples of Christ in order that we may qualify to be blessed and to multiply. The easiest way to multiply, because no one can decide to multiply on his own, it is the Lord who releases, who blesses someone to multiply. And the easiest way to receive the blessing of God for multiplication is become like him. He who puts on the nature of God, the nature of Christ, who conform to the nature of Christ, will be blessed to multiply. Will become disciples of Christ in order that we may qualify to multiply and spread, so that it is not evil that is spreading all over the world. It is righteousness that is spreading. It is godliness that is spreading. It is godly character that is spreading. It is people who resemble Christ that is spreading, multiplying and filling the earth. We become disciples of Christ in order that we may qualify to be blessed. That which in the image of God, therefore God blessed that which was already in his image, in order that that which resembled him may multiply and multiply and multiply and fill the earth. Think about it. Will God multiply wickedness? Will God bless that which is wicked? Will God bless someone who has decided to be the embodiment of wickedness, to multiply, to increase? Why will God do that? You want to be blessed, to be fruitful, to multiply, to increase in number? Set out to resemble Christ. We resemble Christ, we conform, and we say that the becoming a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is actually setting out to put on the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by putting on the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, God will bless you to be fruitful, to multiply. No one who contradicts the nature of God will be blessed by God to multiply. No one who contradicts the nature of God will be given power by God to exercise for him. A lot is tied to our becoming like Christ. A lot is tied to us resembling Christ. A lot is tied to us putting on the nature of God. By putting on the nature of Christ, in other words, I have decided that I'm going to study who Christ is, and by studying who Christ is, I will set out that the reflection of the nature of Christ in and do everything to cooperate with God so that what I know about Christ is what I set out to become. A disciple is someone who has set out to become like Christ. He put on Christ, and to put on Christ, you put off yourself. You don't take dirty clothes, clean clothing to put on top of rats. The first thing, you put off yourself. There are certain things to put off, and then you put on Christ. Conforming to the likeness of Christ is the putting off of what God does not want, and then the putting on of that which resembles Christ. And by putting on of that which resembles Christ, you have qualified to be blessed, to be released, to rule. You have qualified to be released, to multiply. So a lot is tied up to our becoming like Christ. God bless them, and God release them to be fruitful, to increase in number, to fill the earth, to subdue it. So for a church to be blessed by God, to know rapid increase in number, people need to set themselves in order to resemble Christ. By setting ourselves to resemble the Son of God, we come to a position that God says, these people qualify for me to bless them and release them in order that they may multiply and fill the earth. And by multiply and filling the earth, it is not wickedness that is multiplying to fill the earth. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food. The provision of God being released to those who have conformed to the likeness of Christ. Resources from the Lord released into the hands of those who conform to the likeness of Christ will not produce arrogant, proud men who will use their resources for wickedness. We conform to the likeness of Christ so that the provision, abundant provision, may be released into our hands. And by releasing the abundant provision of God into our hands, we will never use that provision for wickedness. We will never use that provision to promote wickedness or to promote the kingdom of the enemy. We will use the abundance that God releases for the promotion of the kingdom of God. We resemble Christ in order that we qualify to manage the resources of God. We qualify to manage wealth. We qualify to manage people, and we manage them for the Lord's sake. So the prerequisite to ruling, to being blessed to multiply, to receiving abundance of provision, and then that authority and that blessings and those abundance of provision will not ruin your life, is that a person need to resemble Christ. If a person has qualified in his resemblance of Christ, then authority, blessings, provision, abundant in his hand will not ruin his life, neither will it be used to ruin the lives of many. So we are saying a lot is tied to our becoming like Christ. And Lord is tied to our becoming like Christ, to our putting on the likeness of Christ. Because God is looking for people he can send to represent him. Why will God send you to represent him if you contradict his nature? God is looking for people who will qualify to be blessed by him. Why will God bless you if you contradict his nature? God is looking for people that he can release abundant provision, abundant wealth into their hand, and the world will never be used against God, and the world will never be used against the purposes of God or against people. Why will God release abundance in your hands if you will use it to promote the kingdom of his enemy? So the authority of God, the blessing of God, the provision of God is reserved for those who have decided to become like Christ in order to go for Christ and in order to serve Christ. Those who have decided to become like Christ in order to resemble Christ, in order to go for Christ, in order to serve Christ, then the resources of God, the authority of God, or the power of God in their hands will never be power that is being used to ruin the purposes of God, to ruin humanity. It will be power that is being used for the blessing of humanity. That is why multitude of people in many parts of the world today who are in position of authority are actually been using the authority against the purposes of God, and the authority ends up being their judgment. The problem of our day is that many who are the contradiction of the likeness of Christ, who want to exercise authority, many who are the total contradiction of the nature of Christ, they are totally given to exercising authority. Then the question is, what will they use that authority for? Authority in the hand of such people will only produce tyrants. And that's why all over the world we have a lot of tyrants. We have a lot of wicked people because in their nature, they resemble the devil, but they have power in their hands and they are actually using the power to ruin. Abundant in the hand of a stingy man only will produce a hardened, proud person who will trample on the needy. He does not know that abundance in your hand is releasing you in order that you may use that abundance for God and for humanity to bless multitude. So that by using the abundance to bless others, they will be able to lift up praises, lift up worship to God. And when a man who does not resemble Christ is fruitful, he will multiply. We are only multiplying wickedness. Wickedness will multiply. Sin will multiply. Lovelessness will multiply. People will populate the earth whose lives are a total contradiction of the nature of God. And that's why you can go to a whole nation and what is being promoted, immorality promoted, all sort of pornography being promoted, wealth, blessings has come into the hand of people who don't care about the nature of God. So we study to be like Christ in order to exercise his authority, in order to be blessed, in order to receive abundant provision, and the authority, the blessing, and the provision used for the kingdom of God. Why we need to be like Christ? Why we need to be disciples of the Lord? So that authority in our hands, blessing in our hands, provision in our hands will never be used against God and will never be used and finally destroys us or destroys humanity. So God created them in his likeness, and in his likeness, that which was in his likeness, he blessed that which was in his likeness. And the making of disciple, a person who has decided to conform to the likeness of Christ, in the image of Christ, and therefore he will be able to exercise the authority of Christ, and therefore he will be blessed to multiply for Christ, he will be blessed to have abundance for Christ. May the Lord help us, so that we truly set out to become like him, so that we may exercise authority for him. To become like him, so that we may bless, to multiply in, not just to multiply his likeness, and after a time, we populate the earth with that which resembles Christ. And we are saying that it is conforming to the likeness of Christ. It is imitating. We see him and we set out to be like him. And as we said in the beginning, all those conditions we have been studying is what is seen in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had a supreme love for his Father. And his supreme love for his Father, as we saw, a person who has a supreme love for God, those who love God, they obey God. Those who love God, they spend time. I don't know of any person who spends more time with the Father like the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible will tell us, rising up a great while before day, he went to a lonely place and prayed. And after he had ministered, he is with his Father on the mountain. And he will come to tell people, I do only what I see my Father do. He gave time to his Father. We imitate the Lord Jesus Christ in loving the Father, loving, having a supreme love for God, because he had a supreme love for the Father. Not only that, the Lord Jesus Christ equally obeyed the Father. So he qualified for us to imitate him, because all those conditions are clearly written in his life. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 to 9, the Bible tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obeyed. The Lord Jesus learned obedience from what he suffered. He obeyed his Father totally. And as we saw, the person who has a supreme love for the Father, he obeys. The Lord Jesus Christ obeyed. The Lord Jesus Christ loved the brethren. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 and 27. If you open there, we'll look at it. Ephesians chapter 5. So we are actually saying all those conditions we have been looking at, they are written in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. We only discover who Christ was, and we set out to imitate him. We set out to love the Father the way he loved the Father. We set out to love the brethren the way he loved the brethren. Jesus, our model that we are imitating. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 to 27. Christ's love, we start from verse 25. Husband, love your wife just as, that's where we are reading, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, to present to himself a radiant church without stain, without wrinkle, or without any other blemish, but holy and blameless. So Christ loved the church. And the church is not a building. The church is you and me. Christ loved the saints. And therefore, those who want to be disciple of Christ, they set out to love the brethren. We set out to be disciple of Christ because the things are clearly written in his life. The conditions are clearly written in his life. We are only laboring to become like him. We can never be above him. What we see in his life, we set out to imitate. He was separated. He loved the Father. He loved the brethren. He was separated from his family. Jesus knew separation. He knew separation. He was separated from his family. He was separated from the self-life. There was no iota of the passion to advertise himself. The passion, even when Jesus will perform a miracle, there will be moments he will tell somebody, make sure you tell nobody. It is not like today, when the slightest thing that happened, people want to advertise it all over the place. He will tell people, make sure you tell no one. That's a person who is separated from self. There was no self-admiration, no self-advertisement, no self-love. So we imitate Christ to be disciples of Christ, because in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, those conditions are clearly written. Jesus knew separation. Philippians chapter 2. Each of you, from verse 3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. So, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the very nature of God, made himself nothing. He renounced all that was his. That's the attitude. So we set out to be like Christ. So we are saying that becoming and continuing as a disciple of the Lord, we are actually saying we set out to imitate the Lord. We may have looked at some conditions, but that's not all. As you study the Bible and see who Christ was and set out in order to imitate Christ, you have actually set out to be his disciple. A disciple is ready to carry his cross. The Lord Jesus Christ not only carried his cross, but died on his cross. And the Bible calls him a man of sorrow that was acquainted with grief. A man of sorrow, familiar with suffering. So, as disciples of the Lord, we are equally people who have decided to put on the nature of the Lord. Look at what the Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 23, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. When they hurled insult at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threat. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. So the Lord Jesus Christ, he suffered, he never retaliated. And those who set out to be disciples of the Lord, they equally set out to resemble the Lord. They set out to ensure that even if they are suffering, they don't retaliate. We have been invited to suffer like the Lord, because we are disciples of the Lord. The Lord continued in the word. He knew the word. When he met the devil, tempted by the devil, he said, it is written. He knew the word. He did not need to open the word before quoting to the devil. He knew the word. He spent time with his father. And as a result of that, he knew what his father was saying. Jesus had the word. Not only did he have the word, he was the word himself. In the beginning was the word. Jesus was the word. In our imitating and continuing in the word, we are actually continuing in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ renounced all. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the Lord Jesus Christ renounced all. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, what do we read? The Bible tells us, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus, that though he was rich, yet for your sake, he became poor so that you through his poverty might become rich. He was rich, extremely rich, but he renounced his wealth in order to enrich many. The Lord Jesus Christ held nothing back. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, born in a manger. And at his death, he had nowhere to be buried. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he could say, those who say, Lord, we'll follow you wherever you go, he say, birds of the sky have nets. But even the foxes have holes where to stay, but the Son of Man has nowhere to put his head. That's the creator of the heaven and earth. He owned nothing. He had renounced all. So we are saying each of those conditions we have been studying, we are actually studying what is clearly written in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ bore fruits. We are the product of his ministry. We are laboring to become like him, to resemble him in character. So in fruitfulness, in light of character, he was. He bore fruits. He used all his ability in order to advance the kingdom of his Father. So we are saying, we become a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ for a purpose, so that we may qualify to be in the image of God, in the likeness of the Lord Jesus. Then the Lord, the Father will bless us and will become people of authority. The Father will bless us, will have abundance in our hands, and then the Father will bless us, then will multiply. He gives us provision, and none of these things will bring us to a point that we use our promotion against the purposes of God or against our fellow man, because our nature is that of Christ. We have equally seen, we become like Christ, conforming, and that's what the make of disciple is, or the disciple of the Lord is, conforming to the likeness of Christ. And for us to conform into the likeness of Christ, we are actually looking at who Christ was and setting Christ as our example, and we begin to imitate him as our example. And as we imitate him as our example, we become more and more like him, transform into his likeness every day. Transform into his likeness every day. And as we are being transformed into his likeness every day, our authority given into our hands, we grow. The blessing given into our hands, we grow. And then we multiply more and more. The provisions in our hands, we grow. Because none of these things will ever turn us against God, turn us against the purposes of God, turn us against our fellow man. We are actually his stewards, using that which he has released for the blessing of mankind and for the fulfilling of the purpose for which Christ came. So become disciples of Christ for a purpose, and then we become a disciple of Christ by simply looking at who Christ was and setting it as our passion to do everything in order to put on Christ. And to put on Christ, we put off ourselves. You remove your old garment called your self-life. your sinful life, your old nature, and you put on that new nature. And we saw that God foreknew us and he predestined us to conform to the likeness of Christ, so that Christ may be the firstborn among many brothers. Brothers, resemble. Set out to resemble the Lord. Put on the likeness of the Lord, and you'll be a person of authority, and that authority will never make anyone to mistaken you for a messenger of the devil. Because messengers of the devil, they have authority, but that authority, they use it to ruin lives. They have power, but that power is used to ruin life. Ours is not like that, because we put on the nature of God, the likeness of God, the compassion of God, the tenderness of God, the love of God, the patience of God, so that abundance in our hands, power in our hands, wealth in our hands, authority in our hands will always be used for the blessing of mankind. Will never become tyrants, will never become arrogant, will never become people who trample on others, will become people who will do like God, because we have been released to resemble, to represent God, because we resemble God. He who resembles Christ will be released to go for Christ and exercise the authority of Christ and manage the wealth of Christ. And Christ will use him to spread his kingdom all over the world. We become disciples of Christ for a purpose. And they have just set out to begin to imitate Christ. Begin to imitate Christ. What you read in his word, set out to obey. And as you set out to obey, your life is being transformed into his likeness. You have become a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, God will use you mightily. And there will never be a day in your life that you will begin to regret that you have used the power of God to destroy lives. May God bless you as we continue to listen and attend this teaching. God bless you.